So I was in Minneapolis visiting family over the weekend, and we were following the box score here in the Brewers. They were playing the Dodgers and some late-night baseball, and my sister-in-law looked at me and she said, "Who the heck is Jonathan Ornelas? Batting ninth in the Brewers lineup." And I looked at her and I said, "I have no freaking idea."
But we're going to ask today.
I have no idea who that is. I didn't see the transaction wire. I know the Brewers are a little beat up. I still don't know much about Jonathan Ornelas, but he was part of a Brewers team that beat the Dodgers 3 out of 4 games on that recently completed road trip. I don't know how much Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com knew about Jonathan Ornelas, but Adam joins us on the line right now. Adam, these are the stories that go for each and every team in the league. You never know who's going to help contribute to wins. Nobody knew anything about Jonathan Ornelas before the season began, and he may not be on the team long, but this is kind of how it goes when you're banged up.
I'll tell you who did know about him is Pat Murphy, because when Murph's oldest son, Kai, was 10 years old or 9 years old, he was on the Sandlot team that Murph runs down in Gilbert and Phoenix area, and they were so good they had a hard time booking opponents. So they went an age up and played a 10U club from the west side of Phoenix that had Matthew Liberatore and Nolan Gorman, who we know better as St. Louis Cardinals. And it also had a kid that Murph only knew as Johnny Rockets, because Kai Murphy could not get this kid out. And he hit bullets everywhere all over the field. He was the best player on the team with future big leaguers. And Murph didn't know the kid's last name. He doesn't know most players on his own team's last name now, so I guess that's not surprising. But he did know Johnny Rockets, and now all these years later, Johnny Rockets is Jonathan Ornelas, and here he is on the Brewers while Bryce Terang is down with his knee thing that we think might get him back in the starting lineup tonight. That's TBD because we haven't seen a lineup yet, but in the meantime, Johnny Rockets helped fill in at second base, and it wasn't the greatest series we've ever seen for him in Los Angeles, but sometimes you just need guys to help you get through tough times. And the Brewers have done that a lot on the pitching front. And here with Terang down and with Cooper Pratt down, they needed a middle infielder to help out.
So we're waiting, Adam, for that final confirmation on whether Bryce Terang does appear in the lineup for tonight. But say he does, how much does that change the lineup? Is his value underrated nationally?
I mean, he's the Brewers' best hitter, I would say. Maybe Jake Bowers has a good case. Bowers has been unbelievable this year, and what an emergence in a free agent year, and a year where the Brewers lately, the last couple of months, are getting very little from Christian Yelich and William Contreras offensively, although they'll point to stuff that they liked. Contreras, the homer, a little more obvious. Yelich, it's more kind of underlying stuff, fly balls to the wall and left. Those are the kinds of things that Pat Murphy and the hitting coaches will look to as good signs that don't show up in the box score. But overall, they're getting so little production that they've had to drop both of those guys down to the bottom half of the order. And where would they be without Jake Bowers? Bryce Terang is easily one of their most best all-around players. What he does on the defense, and now what he's emerged as offensively, makes him one of the best players on the team, an all-star snub, and all that stuff. So getting him back would be a very big deal. But this is like tendonitis. And, this is one of those injuries, pro sports injuries, that a lot of us ham and eggers can, have experienced ourselves. If anyone's had like tennis elbow or something in your tendonitis in your ankle or something, like, it's brutal. And it lingers forever and ever and ever. So they really want to knock this out and not have it be something that hampers him in September, October, when it really matters that they have a productive Bryce Terang in the lineup. So I think that's part of the thinking now. Could he have played one of these games in L.A.? Probably. But you want to try to knock that out as much as possible before he starts getting back in these ball games, because you don't want this. He's going to get treatment for it the rest of the year, no doubt. But you don't want it to be something that slows him down the rest of the year.
Adam, I'm trying to compute the significance of the Brewers beating the Dodgers 3 out of 4 times, especially with the lineup featuring players in unique positions and players we had never heard of prior to the series beginning. Brewers had great success against the Dodgers last year, and it seems like the Dodgers, all of their injury woes, well, they were corrected and sorted out by the time the playoffs began, and nobody was beating them. Their pitching was unbelievable. They hit everything. Like, they just were fantastic. I feel like the Dodgers have the ability to stash Cy Young Award winners, and they come back when the postseason begins. So while it seemed important, I'm trying to figure out just how impactful or potentially significant beating the Dodgers really was.
Well, I think it's one of those things where you can assign whatever significance to it you want, because last year they went 6-0 against the Dodgers in the regular season, and we all saw what happened in the NLCS. So it matters. To me, it matters in the sense of having one of these top two records in the National League is a huge deal, because the wild card round, and we saw it, nobody wants to talk about Pete Alonso here anymore, because it's an example of just crazy things happen in a three-game series that it's not the best team that goes through. So if you can avoid that, then you go to the slightly less craziness of a five-game series. That's a huge deal. And by winning that series, they not only stayed ahead of the Dodgers and the Braves and the Cubs in the overall National League standings, but they took the season series from the Dodgers, meaning if the teams tie at the end, the Brewers get the higher seed. So Murphy used a naughty word when I asked about that after the game, because he doesn't want to talk about those things, but that matters a lot when you start looking at the standings. But, you know, you're right, Greg, that the Dodgers are 8 up on the Padres. They are not playing life and death baseball. They are – everything for them is getting themselves where they want to be for October. So Edwin Diaz is really struggling as their big money closer. He blows it the first night of the Brewers series. Then when there's a save opportunity, what was it, a day or 2 days later, he's back on the mound. The Brewers – maybe don't do that. The Brewers, you know, they can't afford to make that decision and take that risk. The Dodgers can. So they did, because the risk of losing that game is less than the benefit of having Edwin Diaz get himself right again. And he only gets right if he goes out and pitches. So he did, and the Brewers, you know, he tried to give it away, and it didn't work. The Brewers lost that game, and Diaz hung on. But it was an example of the way the Dodgers are just thinking long-term. They're thinking already about October and making decisions like that. So a little different for the Brewers when they got the Cubs bearing down on them. And again, the importance of having one of those top two seeds is just critically important for this club. When you have one guy you need on the mound for game one, and everything relies on getting that Jacob Mizorowski lined up just right for the start of the postseason and see how far he can carry you.
Adam, you mentioned a naughty word before. This headline does not have a naughty word in it, but it is a rough headline. It just came down. It's from a national outlet about 45 minutes ago. It says, Brewers Christian Yelich ripped for being nothing more than a statue amid struggles. I read that and I thought, ooh, that is tough. How would you describe what we have seen out of Christian Yelich? Because you know what we can see from Yelich. What have you witnessed this season, and what's your takeaway?
That he is really, really struggling, that he is maybe having one of the worst stretches of this great tenure with the Brewers. And he's had tough times where the back acts up and he's trying to play through that, and times where he's hurt and has to go down. I don't think we've seen a stretch where, by all accounts, he's healthy and he's been this, you know, this level of production, meaning as low as it is. And look, it's the same for William Contreras. Those are two players the Brewers count on to be really tough outs at the top of the lineup. And, you know, even it doesn't always have to be a hit, especially with Christian Yelich. He is such an elite base runner that just his on base makes him incredibly valuable to the Brewers. And even at times where he's not been hitting, he's typically gone on base. And he is just in a stretch right now where that is not happening. Now, we've asked Pat Murphy about this for both players a million times. And Pat Murphy's answer is, players like that have to play through it in order to get back. In his view, a break, especially for William Contreras, is not the way to get him out of it, just knowing the players the way Pat Murphy does. So he wants to continue to let these guys play through it. Now, we have seen with Yelich a few more days off, I think, lately, when they faced a lefty, say, Tarek Skubal on Sunday, they give Yelich a breather. So I think, though, he's just going to have to play through it. And Murph's view of that is to get to where they want to go, which is a championship parade down Wisconsin Avenue, Christian Yelich has to be part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have a deep lineup like the Dodgers, where they've got Kyle Tucker doing a lot less than Christian Yelich right now. Maybe the Dodgers can afford to sit Kyle Tucker for 5 days and see what that does. the Brewers can't get to where they want to go without Christian Yelich being a big part of this offense. So they have to just continue to fight through it. And we talked to him about it in LA at length the other day, and it's up there on the site somewhere. But, you know, his thought too is just he doesn't know what else to do except continue to work as hard as he can work. And you see him nonstop with Daniel Vogelbach. You see him in the clubhouse with a bat in his hand or sometimes not in his hand, just, you know, practicing his stride, practicing his weight shift, all the stuff that goes into a swing. He's right there in the clubhouse doing it. He's thinking about it 24 hours a day right now. So I don't know what to say other than I don't see a scenario in which the Brewers win the World Series without a good Christian Yelich. Mm. So they need to figure out how to get him to that point. And right now they think it's just a play through it.
Brewers begin the day 29 games above 500, best record in baseball, but the Cubs are lurking 4.5 games back right now. And the Cubs and Brewers will face each other 7 more times before the season comes to an end. Adam McAlvey for Brewers.com joining us. He'll be at the ballpark tonight. Brewers take on the Mariners. Always appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Great stuff.
All right. See you guys soon.